So anyway, so now we can do a little bit of meditation. So close your eyes, close your ears, close your brain. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a switch we can have somewhere to turn off the brain so it doesn't think, doesn't worry, doesn't remember, doesn't plan for the future. In other words, turns you into someone with Alzheimer's. That's one of the problems when I give talks. They say, what is Alzheimer's disease? Well, you don't really think too much. You can't remember the past. You can't plan for the future. And you're kind of socially disengaged. And I say, I know a lot of monks like that. Anyway, that was kind of a joke. So please don't be that. Be like aware and sensitive to the world around you, but also sensitive to the quietness inside of you. So first of all, as usual, bring your awareness to your body. Sometimes I look at even my body. I had very bad jet lag, can't even pronounce it now. Jet lag, coming back from UK. Still got it. But sometimes I look at my body with kindness. Sometimes I feel I abuse my body. Don't give it enough rest. But I'm kind to it. When I meditate, it's time to really care for my body. So please care for yours. This body's got to last many of you for so many more years. So thank it. You cut it, it heals. Break a bone, it heals itself. You get viruses and goodness knows what else, even tumors. And through kindness, it's incredible just how many of those diseases can disappear. I've seen it. So be kind and grateful to your body. And also be kind and grateful to your mind as well. This poor old mind, sometimes it works too hard, does too much. So there's an old poem which I heard so many years ago, and I put it in the front of the Opening the Door of Your Heart book. Grant yourself a moment of peace. I like that first line. In meditation, give yourself peace in this period of quietness. You don't strive for it, because striving destroys peace. You give it as a gift to your body. Relax your body. Not train you, be kind. And give your mind the gift of peace. Right now you don't have to think about things. Right now you don't need to plan anything. You're not going to be judged. And that's for the past. All those things in the past which have happened to you, please let them go. If you wish to pick them up afterwards, fine, but not now. That's why it's a lovely exercise you can begin with. Imagine you've been shopping for Christmas and you're carrying these two big heavy shopping bags, really heavy, filled to the brim with stuff, and a shopping bag in your left hand has the words written on the outside, P-A-S-T. It's your past. You're carrying it in this really big bag and it's weighing you down. It makes your hands, your arms and your shoulders hurt because you've been carrying it for far too long. No matter what happened in the past, what occurred, when you think about it, it's another big weight in your shopping bag. And you look at the shopping bag in your right hand. Imagine that's your future. All those worries, plans, fears, concerns, anxieties, it's all about the future. Feel how heavy that is. And that also makes your right shoulder and arm hurt. Just imagine it. And then imagine leaning your body to the left, lowering the bag to the floor, slowly. When it meets the ground, all the weight vanishes. The burden goes. It's like a miracle. And once that bag is on the floor, you take your hand away from the handle. Move your arm up, straighten your back, because you put all that heavy weight down on the floor. So your arm, your left arm, can relax and recover. Re-energize, heal from the burden of the past. And then you feel the shopping bag in your right hand. All the fears and anxieties, everything which may go wrong. Then you imagine leaning to the right and lowering that bag, your future, slowly to the ground. When it meets the floor, the weight vanishes. And that gives you permission to move your hand away from the handle. Move your arm up so the right arm can relax and recover. And there you are. Don't finish the exercise yet. You look down. And your two heavy shopping bags, which you've been carrying around for such a long time, are quite safe. And you're standing in this weightless place between those bags, called the present moment. You're safe, you're free, kind of weightless. And everything is safe. You can always pick up those bags later on, but not during the meditation time. Now's the time to recover from the burden of doing things, planning things, remembering things. Now's the time to relax, re-energize, de-stress, to grant yourself these moments of peace. One of the second verses was, learn to be kind. And you find your judgment of others and your judgment of yourself was too severe. The kindness is like forgiving. It's opening up the doors of your heart to whatever's happening right now. Giving more freedom to your body and mind. This beautiful, beautiful kindness. And the last sentence of the poem was, learn to be silent. And you realize you've talked too much. Learn to be silent. You will also learn you've thought too much. That inclines the mind towards kindness, not judging, and stillness and peace, the silence of the mind. It's wonderful to realize you don't need to name things, to fit everything into a pattern. There's endless patterns, like the patterns of a kaleidoscope, to try and map and describe this world. The best pattern is silence, where your mind becomes so still inside. Giving nothing a name. When you name something or name an aspect of your mind, it's like you have power over it. You have duty over it. You get stress over it. When you don't name it, it's out of control. And that's beautiful, peaceful. It's like all the stars in the sky, you can't control them. That's why they're beautiful. Don't be afraid of stillness and beauty. If you've been doing types of meditation like mindfulness of breath, usually this thing comes up just when it wants to come up. So my breath just arose in my mind a moment ago. It just wants to be observed. So I let it happen. Now my meditation is on the breath. Not on the tip of the nose, not on the belly, just on the breathing. Now this is going to be very peaceful. So now relax to the max and enjoy this moment in silence.